The Dumb Waiter by Harold Pinter. Just before our play, perhaps I ought to explain the title. The Oxford English Dictionary defines a dumb waiter as a movable frame or lift by which dishes, etc., are passed from one room or story of a house to another. The Dumb Waiter by Harold Pinter, with Bob Hoskins as Ben and Roy Kinnear as Gus.
Listen to this. A man of 87 wanted to cross the road, but there was a lot of traffic, see? He couldn't see how he was going to squeeze through, so he crawled under a lorry.
He what?
He crawled under a lorry. A stationary lorry.
No.
The lorry started and ran over him.
Go on.
That's what it says here.
Get away.
It's enough to make you want to puke, isn't it?
Who advised him to do a thing like that?
A man of 87 crawling under a lorry.
It's unbelievable.
It's down here in black and white.
Incredible. I want to ask you something.
What are you doing out there?
Well, I was just...
What about the tea?
I'm just going to make it.
Well, go on, make it.
Yeah. I will. He's laid on some very nice crockery this time, I'll say that. It's sort of striped. There's a white stripe. Very nice, I'll say that. You know, sort of round the cup, round the rim. All the rest of it's black, you see? Then the saucer's black, except for right in the middle, where the cup goes, where it's white. Then the plates are the same, you see. Only they've got black stripe, the plates, right across the middle. I'm quite taken with the crockery.
What do you want plates for? You're not going to eat.
No, I brought a few biscuits.
Well, you better eat them quick.
I always bring a few biscuits. Or a pie. You know, I can't drink tea without anything to eat.
Well, make the tea then, will you? Time's getting on.
Oh, you got any cigarettes? I think I've run out. I hope it won't be a long job, this one. Oh, I wanted to ask you something. What's that?
A child of eight killed a cat.
Get away.
It's a fact. What about that, eh? A child of eight killing a cat.
How did he do it?
It was a girl.
How did she do it?
She... It doesn't say.
Why not?
Wait a minute. It just says her brother, aged 11, viewed the incident from the tool shed.
Go on.
That's bloody ridiculous.
I bet he did it.
Who?
The brother.
I think you're right. What about that, eh? A kid of 11 killing a cat and blaming it on his little sister of 8. It's enough to...
What time is he getting in touch? What time is he getting in touch?
What's the matter with you? It could be any time. Any time.
Well, I was going to ask you something.
What?
Have you noticed the time that tank takes to fill?
What tank?
In the lavatory.
No, does it?
Terrible.
Well, what about it?
What do you think's the matter with it?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It's got a deficient ball cock, that's all.
A deficient what?
Ball cock.
No. Really?
That's what I should say.
Go on. Didn't occur to me. I didn't have a very restful sleep today, did you? It's not much of a bed. I could have done with another blanket, too. Hello? What's this? The first 11. Cricketers. You seen this bit?
What?
The first 11.
What?
There's a photo here of the first 11.
What first 11?
It doesn't say.
What about the tea?
They all look a bit old to me. I wouldn't like to live in this dump. I wouldn't mind if you had a window. You could see what it looked like outside.
What do you want a window for?
Well, I like to have a bit of view, Ben. It whiles away the time. I mean, you come into a place when it's still dark. You come into a room you've never seen before. You sleep all day. You do your job. And then you go away in the night again. I like to get a look at the scenery. You never get the chance in this job.
You get your holidays, don't you?
Only a fortnight.
You kill me. Anyone think you're working every day? How often do we do a job? Once a week? What are you complaining about?
Yeah, but we've got to be on tap though, haven't we? You can't move out of the house in case a cold comes.
You know what your trouble is?
What?
You haven't got any interests.
I've got interests.
What? Tell me one of your interests.
I've got interests.
Look at me. What have I got?
I don't know what.
I've got my woodwork. I've got my model boats. Have you ever seen me idle? I'm never idle. I know how to occupy my time to its best advantage. Then when a call comes, I'm ready.
Don't you ever get a bit fed up?
Fed up? What with?
You got any cigarettes? I'll run out. There she goes. No, I mean, I say the crockery's good. It is. It's very nice. Well, that's about all we can say for this place. It's worse than the last one. Remember that last place we were in last time? Where was it? At least there was a wireless there. No, honest, it doesn't seem to bother about our comfort these days.
When are you going to stop jabbering?
You get rheumatism in a place like this if you stay long.
We're not staying long. Make the tea, will you? We'll be on the job in a minute.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you.
What the hell is it now?
Why did you stop the car this morning in the middle of that road?
I thought you were asleep.
I was. But I woke up when you stopped. You did stop, didn't you? In the middle of that road. It was still dark. Don't you remember? I looked out. It was all misty. I thought perhaps you wanted to kip. But you were sitting up. Dead straight, like you were waiting for something.
I wasn't waiting for anything.
I must have fallen asleep again. What was all that about then? Why did you stop?
We were too early.
Early? What do you mean? We got the call, didn't we? Saying we were to start right away. We did. We shoved out on the dot. So how could we be too early?
Who took the call, me or you?
You.
We were too early.
Too early for what? You mean someone had to get out before we got in? I thought these sheets didn't look too bright. I thought they ponged a bit. I was too tired to notice when I got in this morning. Hey, that's taking a bit of a liberty, isn't it? I don't want to share my bed sheets. I told you things were going down the drain. I mean, we've always had clean sheets laid on till now. I've noticed it.
How do you know those sheets weren't clean?
What do you mean?
How do you know they weren't clean? You spent the whole day in them, haven't you?
What, you mean it might be my pong? Yeah. It could be my pong, I suppose. It's difficult to tell. I don't really know what a pong like, that's the trouble. Hey, Ben.
Oh.
Ben.
What?
What town are we in? I've forgotten.
I've told you, Birmingham.
Go on. That's in the Midlands. The second biggest city in Great Britain. I'd never have guessed. Hey, it's Friday today, isn't it? It'll be Saturday tomorrow.
What about it?
We could go and watch the Villa.
They're playing away.
No, are they? God, what a pity.
Anyway, there's no time. We've got to get straight back.
Well, we have done in the past, haven't we? Stayed over and watched the game, haven't we? For a bit of relaxation.
Things have tightened up, mate. They've tightened up.
I saw the Villa get beat in a cup tie once. Who was it against now? White shirts. It was 1-1 at half-time. I'll never forget it. Their opponents won by a penalty. Talk about drama! It was a disputed penalty. Disputed. They got beat 2-1 anyway because of it. You were there yourself.
Not me.
Yes, you were there. Don't you remember that disputed penalty?
No.
He went down just inside the area. Then they said he was just acting. I didn't think the other bloke touched him himself, but the referee had the ball on the spot.
Didn't touch him? What are you talking about? He laid him out flat.
Not the Villa. The Villa don't play that sort of game.
Get out of it.
Hey, that must have been here, in Birmingham.
What must?
The Villa. That must have been here.
They were playing away.
Because you know who the other team was? It was the Spurs. It was Tottenham Hotspurs.
Well, what about it?
We've never done a job in Tottenham.
How do you know?
I'd remember Tottenham.
Don't make me laugh, will you?
When's he going to get in touch? Yeah. I'd like to see another football match. I've always been an ardent football fan. Yeah, what about coming to see the Spurs tomorrow?
They're playing away.
Who are?
The Spurs.
Then they might be playing here.
Don't be silly.
If they're playing away, they might be playing here. They might be playing the Villa.
But the Villa are playing away. Away. They're all playing away.
Ben, look here.
What?
Look. What's that? I don't know.
Where did it come from?
Under the door.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
Pick it up.
What do you mean?
Pick it up. What is it?
An envelope.
Is there anything on it?
No.
Is it sealed?
Yes.
Open it.
What?
Open it. What's in it?
Matches.
Matches?
Yeah.
Show it to me. Nothing on it. Not a word.
That's funny, isn't it?
He came under the door.
Must have done.
Well, go on.
Go on where?
Open the door and see if you can catch anyone outside.
Oh, me?
Go on.
No one.
What did you see?
Nothing.
They must have been pretty quick.
They'll come in handy.
Yeah.
Won't they?
Yes, you're always running out, aren't you?
All the time.
Well, they'll come in handy then.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah, I could do with them. I could do with them too.
You could, eh?
Yeah.
Right.
We haven't got any.
Well, you've got some now, haven't you?
I can light a kettle now.
Yes. You're always catching matches. How many have you got there?
About a dozen.
Well, don't lose them. They're red too. You don't even need a box. Don't waste them. Go on, go and light it.
Eh?
Go and light it.
Light what?
The kettle.
You mean the gas.
Who does?
You do.
What do you mean, I mean the gas?
Well, that's what you mean, don't you? The gas.
If I say go and light the kettle, I mean go and light the kettle.
How can you light a kettle?
It's a figure of speech. Light the kettle. It's a figure of speech.
I've never heard it.
Light the kettle? It's common usage. No,
I think you've got it wrong.
What do you mean?
They say put on the kettle.
Who says? I've never in all my life heard anybody say, put on the kettle.
I bet my mother used to say it.
Your mother? When did you last see your mother?
I don't know.
Well, what are you talking about your mother for? Gus, I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I'm just trying to point out something to you.
Yeah, but...
Who's the senior partner here, me or you?
You.
I'm only looking after your interests, Gus. You've got to learn, mate.
Yeah, but I've never heard...
Nobody says light the gas. What does the gas light?
What does the gas...
The kettle, you fool!
All right, all right!
Well, what are you waiting for?
I want to see if they light.
What?
The matches. No. Shall I try it on here? Here we are.
Put on the bloody kettle, for Christ's sake.
He's going.
What?
The stove. I wonder who it'll be tonight. Hey, I've been wanting to ask you something.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
No, I was going to ask you something.
Wait, what are you sitting on my bed for? What's the matter with you? You're always asking me questions. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You never used to ask me so many damn questions. What's come over you?
No, I was just wondering.
Stop wondering. You've got a job to do. Why don't you just do it and shut up?
That's what I was wondering about.
What?
The job.
What job?
I thought perhaps you might know something. I thought perhaps you... I mean... Have you got any idea who it's going to be tonight?
Who what's going to be?
Who it's going to be.
Are you feeling all right?
Sure.
Go and make the tea.
Yeah. Sure. The gas has gone out.
Well, what about it?
There's a meter.
I haven't got any money.
Nor have I.
You'll have to wait.
What for?
For Wilson.
He might not come. He might just send a message. He doesn't always come.
You'll have to do without, won't you?
Oh, blimey.
You'll have a cup of tea afterwards. What's the matter with you?
I like to have one before.
You better get ready anyway.
I don't know, it's a bit much, you know, for my money. I hope he's got a shilling anyway if he comes. He's entitled to have. After all, it's his place. He could have seen there was enough gas for a cup of tea.
What do you mean, it's his place?
Well, isn't it?
He's probably only rented it. It doesn't have to be his place.
I know it's his place. But the old house is... He's not even laying on any gas now, either. No, it's his place, all right. Look at all the other places. You go to this address, there's a key there, there's a teapot, there's a never a soul in sight. Hey, nobody ever hears a thing. Have you ever thought of that? We never get any complaints, do we? Too much noise or anything like that. You never see a soul, do you? Except the bloke who comes. You ever notice that? I wonder if the walls are soundproof. Can't tell. All you do is wait, eh? Half the time he doesn't even bother to put in an appearance, Wilson.
Why should he? He's a busy man.
I find him hard to talk to, Wilson. Do you know that, Ben?
Scrub round it, will you?
There are a number of things I want to ask him. But I never get round to it when I see him. I've been thinking about the last one.
What last one?
That girl. How many times have you read that paper?
What do you mean?
Oh, I was just wondering how many times...
What are you doing? Criticising me?
No, I was just...
You'll get a stripe round your ear hole if you don't watch your step.
No, look here, Ben.
I'm not looking anywhere. How many times have I... Bloody liberty.
I didn't mean that.
You just get on with it, mate. Just get on with it, that's all.
I was just thinking about that girl, that's all. It wasn't much to look at, I know, but still. What a mess, though, wasn't it? What a mess. Honest, I can't remember a mess like that one. They don't seem to hold together like men, women. They lose a texture like. Didn't she spread, eh? She didn't half spread. Sure. But I'll be meaning to ask you, who clears up after we've gone? I'm curious about that. Who does the clearing up? Maybe they don't clear up. Maybe they just leave them there, eh? What do you think? How many jobs have we done? Blimey, I can't count them. What if they never clear anything up after we've gone?
You mutt. Do you think we're the only branch of this organisation? Have a bit of common. They've got departments for everything.
What? Cleaners and all?
You Burke.
Now, it was that girl made me start to think, what the... You have a look at it.
Read it. Two braised steak and chips. Two sago puddings. Two teas without sugar.
Let me see that. Two teas without sugar.
Mm.
What do you think of that? Give us a chance. They're in a hurry, aren't they? That's a bit... Funny, isn't it?
No, it's not funny. There probably used to be a cafe here, that's all. Upstairs. These places change hands very quickly.
A cafe?
Yes.
What? You mean this was the kitchen down here?
Yes, they change hands overnight, these places, go into liquidation. The people who run it, you know, they don't find it a going concern, they move out.
You mean the people who ran this place didn't find it a going concern and moved out?
Sure.
Well, who's got it now?
What do you mean, who's got it now?
Who's got it now? If they moved out, who
moved in. Well, that all depends.
Soup of the day. Liver and onions. Jam tart.
We'd better send something up. Hey? We'd better send something up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Quick, what have you got in that bag?
Not much. Wait a minute!
Don't do that!
Why not? Biscuits, a bar of chocolate, half a pint of milk.
That all?
Packet of tea.
Good.
We can't send the tea, that's all the tea we've got.
Well, there's no gas. You can't do anything with it, can you?
Maybe they can send us down a bob.
What else is there?
One Eccles cake.
One Eccles cake?
Yeah.
You never told me you had an Eccles cake.
Didn't I?
Why only one? Didn't you bring one for me?
Oh, didn't think you'd be keen.
Well, you can't send up one Eccles cake anyway.
Why not?
Fetch one of those plates.
All right. You mean I can keep the Eccles cake then?
Keep it?
Well, they don't know we've got it, do they?
That's not the point.
Can't I keep it?
No, you can't. Get the plate. Where did these come from?
What?
Where did these crisps come from?
Where did you find them?
You're playing a dirty game, my lad.
Oh! I only eat those with beer.
Well, where are you going to get the beer?
I was saving them till I did.
I'll remember this. Put everything on that plate. Wait a minute!
He's gone up.
It's all your stupid fault playing about.
What do we do now?
We'll have to wait till it comes down. You better get ready.
Hey, Ben.
What?
What's going on here?
What do you mean?
How can this be a cafe?
It used to be a cafe.
Have you seen the gas stove?
What about it?
It's only got three rings.
So what?
Well, you couldn't cook much on three rings, not for a busy place like this.
That's why the service is slow.
Yeah, but what happens when we're not here? What do they do then? All these menus coming down and nothing going up. It might have been going on like this for years. What happens when we go? They can't do much business. Macaroni pastizio or mitha macaronada.
What was it?
Macaroni pastizio or mitha macaronada.
Greek dishes?
No.
That's right.
That's pretty high class.
Quick, before it goes up.
Three McVitie's Prize, one Lion's Red Label, one Smith's Crisps, one Eccles Cake, one Fruit and Nut.
Cadbury's.
Cadbury.
One bottle of milk.
One bottle of milk, a half pint, Express Dairy.
Just did he?
You shouldn't shout like that.
Why not?
It isn't done. Well, that should be all right anyway for the time being.
You think so, eh?
Get dressed, will you? It'll be any minute now.
This is some place. No tea, no biscuits.
Eating makes you lazy, mate. You're getting lazy, do you know that? You don't want to get slack on your job.
Who, me?
Slack, mate, slack.
Who, me, slack?
Have you checked your gun? You haven't even checked your gun. It looks disgraceful anyway. Why don't you ever polish it?
I wonder where the cook is. They must have had a few to cope with that. Maybe they had a few more gas stoves. Hey, maybe there's another kitchen along the passage.
Of course there is. Do you know what it takes to make an Ormitha macaronada?
No, what?
An Ormitha... Back your ideas up, will you?
Takes a few cooks, eh? The sooner we're out of this place, the better... Why doesn't he get in touch? I feel like I've been here for years. We've never let him down, though, have we? We've never let him down. I was thinking only the other day, Ben, we're reliable, aren't we?
It's
Still, I'll be glad when it's over tonight. I hope the bloke's not going to get excited tonight or anything. I'm feeling a bit off. I've got a splitting headache. One bamboo shoots, water chestnuts and chicken, one char siu and bean sprouts.
Bean sprouts?
Yeah.
Blimey.
I wouldn't know where to begin. They've sent back the tea.
What'd they do that for?
Maybe it isn't tea time.
Look here, we'd better tell them.
Tell him what?
That we can't do it. We haven't got it.
All right, then.
Then there's a pencil. You write a note.
What's this?
What?
This.
This? It's a speaking tube.
How long has that been there?
Just a job. We should have used it before instead of shouting out there.
Funny, I never noticed it before.
Well, come on.
What do you do?
See that? That's a whistle.
What, this?
Yeah, take it out. Pull it out.
That's it. What do we do now?
Blow into it. Blow? It whistles up there if you blow. Then they know you want to speak. Blow!
I can't hear a thing.
Now you speak. Speak into it.
The larder's bare.
Give me that. Good evening. I'm sorry to bother you. But we just thought we'd better let you know that we haven't got anything left. We sent up all we had. There's no more food down here. What? What? No, all we had we sent up. Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. The Eccles cake was stale. The chocolate was melted. The milk was sour.
What about the crisps?
The biscuits were mouldy. Well, we're very sorry about that. What? What? Yes. Yes, certainly. Certainly, right away. Did you hear that?
What?
Do you know what he said? Light the kettle. Not put on the kettle, not light the gas, but light the kettle.
How can we light the kettle?
What do you mean?
There's no gas.
Well, now what do we do?
What did he want us to light the kettle for?
For tea. He wanted a cup of tea.
He wanted a cup of tea? What about me? I'll be wanting a cup of tea all night.
What do we do now?
What are we supposed to drink? What about us? I'm thirsty too. I'm starving. And he wants a cup of tea. Beats the band that does. I could do with a bit of sustenance myself. What about you? You look as though you could do with something too. We send him up all we've got and he's not satisfied. But honestly, it's enough to make a cat laugh. Why did you send him up all that stuff? Why did I send it up? Who knows what he's got upstairs? He's probably got a salad bowl. They must have something up there. They won't get much from down here. You noticed they didn't ask for any salads. They've probably got a salad bowl up there. Cold meat, radishes, cucumbers, watercress, roll mops, hard-boiled eggs. A lot. They've probably got a crate of beer, too. Probably eating my crisp with a pint of beer now. Didn't have anything to say about those crisps, did it? They do all right, don't you worry about that. You don't think they're just going to sit there and wait for stuff to come up from down here, do you? That'll get them nowhere. Oh, they do all right. And he wants a cup of tea. That's past a joke, in my opinion. What's the matter with you? You don't look too bright. I feel like an Alka-Seltzer myself.
Time's getting on.
No, I know. I don't like doing a job on an empty stomach.
Be quiet a minute. Let me give you your instructions.
What for? We always do it the same way, don't we?
Let me give you your instructions. When we get the call, you go over and stand behind the door.
Stand behind the door.
If there's a knock on the door, you don't answer it.
If there's a knock on the door, I don't answer it.
But there won't be a knock on the door.
So, I won't answer it.
When the bloke comes in...
When the bloke comes in...
Shut the door behind
him. Shut the door behind him.
Without divulging your presence.
Without divulging my presence.
He'll see me and come towards me.
He'll see you and come towards you.
He won't see you.
Hmm?
He won't see you.
He won't see me.
But he'll see me.
He'll see you.
He won't know you're there.
He won't know you're there.
He won't know you're there.
He won't know I'm there.
I take out my gun.
You take out your gun.
He stops in his tracks.
He stops in his tracks.
If he turns round...
If he turns round...
You're there.
I'm here. You've missed something out.
I know. What?
I haven't taken my gun out, according to you.
You take your gun out.
After I've closed the door.
After you've closed the door.
You've never missed out that before, you know that?
When he sees you behind him...
Me behind him.
And me in front of him...
You in front of him.
Well, he'll feel uncertain.
Uneasy.
He won't know what to do.
So, what will he do?
He'll look at me, and he'll look at you.
We won't say a word.
We'll look at him.
He won't say a word.
He'll look at us.
And we'll look at him.
Nobody says a word.
What do we do if it's a girl?
We do the same.
Exactly the same.
Exactly.
We don't do anything different?
We do exactly the same.
Huh. Excuse me. Why did he send us matches if he knew there was no gas? Ben? Why did he send us matches if he knew there was no gas? Why did he do it?
Who?
Who sent us those matches?
What are you talking about?
Who is it upstairs?
What's one thing to do with another?
Who is it, though?
What's one thing to do with another?
I asked you a question.
Enough!
I asked you before. Who moved in? I asked you. You said the people who had it before moved out. Well, who moved in?
Shut up.
I told you, didn't I?
Shut up!
I told you before who owned this place, didn't I? I told you. Oh. I told you who ran this place, didn't I? Oh. Well, what's he playing out all these games for? That's what I want to know. What's he doing it for?
What games?
What's he doing it for? We've been through our test, haven't we? We got right through our test years ago, didn't we? We took them together, don't you remember, didn't we? We proved ourselves before now, haven't we? We've always done our jobs. What's he doing all this for? What's the idea? What's he playing these games for? Scampi! We've got nothing left! Nothing! Do you understand?
Oh, stop it, you maniac.
But you heard.
That's enough, I'm warning you. Cool. Listen to this. What about that, eh? Cool. Have you ever heard such a thing?
Go on.
It's true.
Get away.
It's down here in black and white.
Is that a fact?
Can you imagine it?
It's unbelievable.
It's enough to make you want to puke, isn't it?
Incredible.
Where are you going?
I'm going to have a glass of water.
Yes? Straight away, right. Sure, we're ready. Understood. Repeat. He has arrived and will be coming in straight away. The normal method to be employed. Understood. Sure, we're ready. Right. Gus? Gas!
In The Dumb Waiter by Harold Pinter, Bob Hoskins was Ben and Roy Kinnear, Gus. Sound Balance was by Prue Menmuir. The Dumb Waiter was a BBC World Service drama production directed by Dickon Reed.